It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, January 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. After years of decline, the number of fatalities on Colorado roadways increased last year. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
After a decade of fewer and fewer deaths, 2015 saw 545 people killed in traffic accidents, a 10% increase since last year. Shailen Bott is the executive director for the Colorado Department of Transportation.
So while the overall trend is still down, a 10% increase in any one year causes us to sit back and say, wait a minute.
Looking at the data, they were able to see some standouts. Almost a fifth of all traffic deaths last year were motorcyclists, a new record. The year's fatalities were also concentrated in some counties. Jefferson, Weld, Denver, and El Paso counties were home to over 200 traffic deaths. Statewide, alcohol was also involved in one out of three. One statistic loomed even larger, though, than alcohol.
Another big percentage, almost 50%, of the vehicle fatalities were unrestrained. The data is clear. Where there is a primary seatbelt law, the fatalities go down.
Right now in Colorado, officers can't pull a driver over for simply not wearing a seatbelt, but they can be fined if they're pulled over for something else. Even then, though, it's only in the front seats. Getting a law through won't be easy.
We know that this is effective. We also know that it is politically unpopular. I've talked to the governor, and I think what we want to do is we want to spend this year educating folks around the seatbelt so that it's not a just do this because of the data, or just do it because we know these things. We want to reach out, find out why people are resistant to it, find out how other states have been successful, and craft it, and maybe next year take a run at this.
As for the reason for the rise in traffic fatalities, a pinpoint answer isn't known. Fatalities are more common in rural areas where congestion is low. The low price of gasoline may be putting more drivers on the road, too. CDOT and the state police are focusing on education and DUI enforcement and community engagement. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Governor John Hickenlooper says Colorado needs to do a better job of making marijuana edibles less attractive to children. And it's something lawmakers say they hope to tackle during this session. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
During his State of the State address, Hickenlooper expressed concerns about marijuana edibles.
Back in the day, candy cigarettes desensitized kids to the dangers of tobacco. And today, pot-infused gummy bears send the wrong message to our kids about marijuana.
Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont thinks the state has created good childproof packaging, but still needs to improve the labels and descriptions of what's inside.
The original marijuana label looked a lot like the state seal. That doesn't seem like a warning label unless you're afraid of the state of Colorado.
Singer also wants a universal marking on edibles outside of the package to serve as a warning. He says it needs to be part of a broader discussion on all potentially dangerous products that are attractive to kids. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Democratic Representative Millie Hamner is in the chair of the State Joint Budget Committee this session. She's also the vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee. KVNF's Laura Pomisano recently spoke to the Western Slope lawmaker about what big budget issues will be debated at the capitol this session.
The hospital provider fee is getting a lot of buzz at the capitol. Can you explain what it is and what the governor and Democrats want to do with it?
Well, I'll start with the budget picture of where we are going into the development of the 16-17 budget, which would begin July 1. The governor has presented a budget to us for consideration, and he shows that that budget is not going to balance unless we cut $373 million in spending. And so the hospital provider fee is an opportunity to put more money for us to work with on the table to reduce those cuts so that we can do it in a way that doesn't increase taxes but gives us more revenue to work with during this budget year.
Legislative nonpartisan legal attorneys say changing its status in the way that's been proposed is unconstitutional. What's the workaround for that?
Well, you know, lawyers have different opinions about things, and, you know, that's what they do. They argue opinions. That's one opinion. There are other opinions that we've received that show that this is a viable way to have, you know, additional revenue to address needs and issues that the people of Colorado expect us to address during this budget year. So basically what the hospital provider fee is a fee that's assessed basically to every hospital bed in all of our hospitals, and we capture those dollars in the state budget and then turn around and leverage more federal funding and then send all of the dollars right back to the hospital, to the hospitals. And so it can be argued, and I'm on this side of the argument, that it should never have been intended to count towards the Tabor revenue cap because it's artificially inflating the budget and escalating the pace at which we're hitting that Tabor revenue cap.
Republican lawmakers say there are other options to the hospital provider fee to free up funds from Tabor. What are those options?
Well, that's a good question because I haven't seen those options presented yet. There's been conversation around that, but I think that is where the heart of our debate is going to fall during this legislative session. If we can't agree on the cuts that the governor has proposed, what are the cuts that we're going to agree on in order to balance the budget?
Governor Hickenlooper, in his recent State of the State address, talked about maybe revisiting Tabor, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Is that even in the realm of possibility?
Well, any change to Tabor would require a constitutional change, and constitutional changes have to be voted on by the people of Colorado. So I think that's what he was referring to, that part of our bigger solution for Colorado in order to respond to our growing population and the needs that our citizens have would be to ask the people of Colorado whether or not any change to how we currently work under Tabor would be amenable to them.
The hospital provider fee, Tabor, these are complicated issues. How do you explain them to voters and get them to care?
That is a really good question. It's a tough issue. We try to talk about it in as simple terms as possible, but it is really easy to get into the weeds pretty quickly. But, I usually just try to take it one step at a time. Right now we're trying to develop a budget that's balanced, and we have growing needs in a growing state and an economy that's doing quite well. I think it's very confusing to people to talk about issuing taxpayer refunds at a time that we have so much need. And so when I try to explain it to people, I try to put it in that context that, we have growing needs to do a better job of funding K-12 education in our schools. We have growing needs in, addressing our transportation infrastructure, our roads, our potholes, congestion on I-70. And we have an opportunity that we could put on the table this year through exempting the hospital provider fee from the Tabor revenue cap that would allow us to address the needs that people are bringing forward to us.
That was State Representative Millie Hamner speaking to KBNF's Laura Pomisano. Listen to the regional newscast this evening at 5:50 to hear the second part of the interview. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix.